أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We reach to yesterday with Islamic laws. We finished issue number 365, and we reached to issue number 366. And there are two methods of performing ghusl. Now we're going to say how to perform ghusl. So Sayyid Sistani said there are two ways or two methods of performing ghusls, both wajib and mustahab. Both ghusl wajib and ghusl mustahab, it has two methods. What are they? Tertibi, sequential. Tertibi, sequential. And irtimasi, by submerging the whole body. So we have tertibi, sequential. And we have what? Irtimasi, by submerging the whole body. With tertibi, sequential bath, issue number 367. In this method, a person should first make a niyyah. First of all, to have a niyyah. You know what's the meaning of niyyah, Yahya? Exactly, intention. Very good. So, person should first make a niyyah for ghusl. For example, what is this ghusl? This is ghusl for janaba. This is ghusl for jum'ah. This is ghusl for the first day of the month. This is ghusl for ziyara. This is ghusl for masmayit. Okay. Thereafter, one should first wash one's head and neck. The first step is to wash what? To wash the head and neck. To wash one's head and neck. This is the first one. And thereafter, the remaining parts of one's body. And thereafter what? The remaining part of one's body. It is better that one washes the right part. It is better. Recommended the precaution. Wash the right part of the body first, and then the left part. And if a person, while standing under the water, jerks each of these parts on one's body with an intention of performing tertibi ghusl, okay, so it will not be sufficient, and the precaution is that one should not content oneself with it. And if a person washes the body before washing the head, either intentionally or on account of forgetfulness or because of not knowing the rule, ghusl is void. Ghusl is void, not acceptable. So we have to pay attention. Alright. Now, so I repeat the last three lines. And if a person washes the body before washing the head, it means we have two parts with washing. Head and neck first, and the rest of the body. If somebody wash his body before the washing head, what shall he do? Either intentionally or on account of forgetfulness or because of not knowing the rule, ghusl is void. Ghusl is void. That's it. Issue number 368. If a person washed the body before the head, it will not be necessary to repeat the path. So if he wash the body before the head and he knows this is wrong, Shall he repeat washing the head and then washing the body? Says Stani, he doesn't need to wash that. He just needs to wash what? The body. What one has to do is to wash the body again, and ghusl will then be correct. Okay, so what he did, this guy, he washed his body and then he washed his head. Now he knows that he committed a mistake. So what shall we tell him? Just repeat the wash of the body, because we consider that you wash your head and neck. This is first part, and now we need you wash the other parts, the second part, which is the body. Issue number 369. In order to ensure that both the parts, head, neck, and remaining parts of the body have been washed thoroughly, one should, while washing a part, also include some portion of the other part with it. You see, it doesn't matter if you wash your head and neck, maybe you wash your shoulders with it, or the water comes to over your body, it doesn't matter. Issue number 370. After the ghusl, if a person realizes that certain parts of the body have been left out, not knowing which, it will not be necessary to wash the head again, because it does not belong to head. It is another part of the body. One will wash only those parts if one's body which one feels had not been washed. Why? Because it is in the body, so it is not in the head. But if you suspect that part of your head, or the whole head, or the neck, you didn't wash it, so you have to repeat the whole ghusl, because head and neck, it is what? It is the first part. Now, issue number 371. If one realizes after ghusl that one has not washed a certain part of the body, it is sufficient to wash the only part if it is the left side. However, if that part is the right side, then the recommended precaution, look here, it is a recommended precaution, not obligatory, is that after washing that part of the body, one should wash the left side, and the unwashed part is that of head and neck. One should, after washing that part, wash the body once again. Is it clear? It is a very important issue. It has related with the daily problems, with daily issues. Good. Since it's clear, that's good. Issue number 372. If a person doubts before completing ghusl whether one has washed a part on the left or right side, it will be necessary to wash that part. And if one doubts about having washed a part of the head and neck, then as an obligatory precaution, look, this is obligatory precaution, one would wash that part and then wash the right and left side of the body again. As we said, this is a sequential path, tartib. With the sequential part, it should be finished the head, neck, and then the body. The first step, the first part is the head and the neck, and the second part is what? The whole body. If you have forgotten something in head and neck, you should repeat the whole ghusl, because this is the first part. If you wash the first part, you should what? Do the second part, because it is tartibi, it is sequential path. Irtimasi bath by immersion method. Issue number 373. This is the Second type of ghusl. Ghusl by way of irtimasi is either carried out instantly or gradually. If the ghusl of irtimasi is to be done at one instance, then water must reach all parts of the body at one time. At one time. Definitely when we said at one time, not that fit exact meaning. Because when you throw yourself in a pool, if we make what the film works easy, we see that some part of your body will go first and then the other parts of your body. So we're not exactly in that exact situation. In general, we said he throw all of his body completely in water. Can you do it in a salt water like ocean? Yes, absolutely. Yes, Yahya. Because you know, salt water, ocean, river, sea, it's a water. It's a water. So you can do it in a pool, in a river, wherever you can drop yourself. Okay. So, however, it is not necessary that the whole body be submerged in water from the very beginning of ghusl. If a part of the body is outside and is later submerged with the niyyah of ghusl, it will be deemed in order. That's okay. Doesn't matter. Yes. Issue number 374. If one wishes to perform irtimasi ghusl gradually, then it is necessary that the whole body is out of water before ghusl commences. Okay? Then one would submerge one's body gradually in water with the intention of ghusl. With the intention of ghusl. Yes. Issue number 375. If after performing ghusl irtimasi, it becomes known that water has not reached some part of the body, one should repeat the ghusl. Whether the part up to which water has not reached is determined or not. So we have to repeat the ghusl in this case. Okay. If one does not have sufficient time. Now, if one does not have sufficient time for tartibi, one should perform ghusl by way of irtimasi. You know, for example, if it is the time of the dawn prayers, the morning prayers, and you are the sun about to arise, to shine, okay? And if you use the tartibi ghusl, if you use the sequential path, it will take time, okay? But you have pool, and you can drop yourself, throw yourself in this pool, and you get out from the other side, that's enough. Will be so fast in order to do your prayers, not qada, in time. Okay? So, issue number 377. A person who has put on ihram for Hajj. He put on ihram for Hajj and Umrah is not allowed. He is not allowed to perform ghusl by way of irtimasi. By way of irtimasi. However, if one performs it forgetfully, the ghusl will be valid. If he forget, okay, and he perform ghusl irtimasi, and he is wearing the ihram, has put on ihram for Hajj or Umrah, if he forget that, it's okay. But if he doesn't forget, and he said yes, so what? I want to make irtimasi غسل. I know it is not allowed. In this case, it is haram because here we have issue in Hajj. Inshallah, if you go to pilgrimage, it is not allowed for a male to cover his head in any way. In any way, to cover his head, it is not allowable. Inshallah, when we reach to the issues of Hajj, I'll explain that to you, all of these situations, inshallah. May Allah will yarzuqana Hajj Bayti al-Haram this year, inshallah. Okay, now we have some rules about the ghost ritual path. So, it is not necessary that the entire body of a person should be packed before irtimasi and tartibi ghusl. So, if the body becomes packed while diving in water or pouring water over one's body with the intention of the ghusl, okay, the ghusl will be in order. Will be what? Correct. Acceptable. Valid. Okay. Issue number 379. If a person who entered the state of janaba due to an unlawful act, I mean during the haram act of janaba, illegal act. If a person who entered the state of janaba due to an unlawful act takes a bath with warm water, the ghusl will be valid, even though one may perspire at that time. But the recommended precaution is that such a person should do ghusl with cold water. With cold water. But this is with the recommended precaution. This is with the recommended precaution. So if you do ghusl with hot water, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Yes. Issue number 380. While doing ghusl, if a part of the body, however small, remains unwashed, the ghusl is invalid. When you do what? When you do, while doing ghusl, if a part of the body, however small, okay, remains unwashed, the even a small tiny place, okay, it is remains unwashed, the ghusl is invalid. But it is not obligatory to wash the inside of the ear or nose and other places because they are innards, okay, or other places which are reckoned to be the interior of the body. Okay. Now, issue number 381. If a person doubts whether a particular part of the body is to be treated as external or internal, we doubt maybe this part of the body, this is external or internal. So it should be washed. It should be washed in this case, if you have such a doubt. Okay. Issue number 382. Yes. If the whole person of an earring and other similar objects is so wide that it is reckoned to be external, then it should be washed. Otherwise, it is not necessary to wash it. Again, I repeat this issue. If the whole pierced for an earring and other similar objects is so wide that it is reckoned to be external, then it should be washed. Otherwise, it is not necessary to wash it. Issue number 383. All things which prevent water from reaching the body should be removed. If a person does ghusl before ensuring that such obstacles have been removed, the ghusl will be void. The ghusl will be void. Why? Because these obstacles are preventing the water from reaching to the what? To the body. Yes. Issue number 384. At the time of ghusl, if one doubts whether there is something on one's body which would prevent water from reaching the body, one should investigate and satisfy once that the obstacles is not there. Again, at time of ghusl, if one doubts whether there is something on one's body which would prevent water from reaching the body, so what shall he do? One should investigate. He should what? He should investigate and test and satisfy oneself that the obstacles is not there. The obstacles. Issue number 385. While doing ghusl, one should wash the short hair which are taken as a part of the body. Washing of the long hair is not obligatory. The short hair, you must wash it. Okay, just like the hair of your eyebrows, the hair of your mustache, beard, okay, if they are so short. But washing of the long hair is not obligatory, just like the hair of the girls. However, if one makes water reach the skin in such a way that those long hair do not become wet, the ghusl is in order. So that water reach what? Reach to the body, to the skin of the body, while the long hair isn't what? Isn't become wet. So the ghusl is in order. Okay. However, if it is not possible to make water reach the skin without washing those hair, one should wash them so that water may reach the body. Again, this is the last issue for tonight. I repeat it. While doing ghusl, one should wash the short hair which are taken as a part of the body. Washing of the long hair is not obligatory. However, if one makes water reach the skin in such a way that those long hair do not become what? Do not become wet, the ghusl is in order. Okay, that's okay. However, if it is not possible to make water reach the skin without washing those hair, one should wash them so that water may reach the body. And this it happens when, Yahya, this it happens when you have a very thick beard or a very thick long hair on your head. In that case, without let the hair so wet, the water won't reach to the skin. So you have to make the hair wet, and not only that, you have to put your fingers in between the hair in order to let what? In order to let the water reach to the skin. This is the best way to let the water reach to the skin without water reaching the skin. That wash is invalid, not acceptable. And that's all for tonight with Islamic laws.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.